Clil, Brexit, all you need to know about the UK leaving the EU. The UK stopped being a member of the European Union, EU, at 2300 hours GMT on 31st of January 2020. What is Brexit? Brexit, British exit, refers to the UK leaving the EU. A public vote, known as a referendum, was held in June 2016 when 17.4 million people opted for Brexit. This gave the Leave side 52%, compared with 48% for Remain. What happens after Brexit Day? The UK formally left the EU on 31st of January 2020, but there is still a lot to talk about and months of negotiations to come. While the UK has agreed the terms of its EU departure, both sides still need to decide what their future relationship will look like. The transition period began immediately after Brexit Day and ended on the 31st of December 2020. During this 11-month period, the UK continued to follow all of the EU's rules and its trading relationship remained the same. What needed to be agreed? The transition period was meant to give both sides some breathing space while a new free trade agreement was negotiated. This was needed because the UK left the single market and customs union at the end of the transition. A free trade agreement will allow goods to move around the EU without checks or extra charges. If a new one cannot be agreed in time, then the UK faces the prospect of having to trade with no deal in place. This would mean tariffs, taxes on UK goods travelling to the EU, and other trade barriers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists the transition period will not be extended, but the European Commission has warned the timetable will be extremely challenging. What is the Brexit deal? The transition period and other aspects of the UK's departure were agreed in a deal called the Withdrawal Agreement. Most of that was negotiated by Theresa May's government, but after Mr. Johnson replaced her in July 2019, he negotiated some changes to it. The key change is that under Mr. Johnson's deal, a customs border will effectively be created between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. Some goods entering Northern Ireland from Great Britain will be subject to checks and will have to pay EU import taxes, known as tariffs. These would be refunded if goods remain in Northern Ireland, i.e. are not moved to the Republic of Ireland. Why did Brexit take so long? Brexit was originally meant to happen on the 29th of March 2019, but the deadline was delayed twice after MPs rejected the deal negotiated by Mrs. May, the Prime Minister at the time. After MPs voted down the deal for a third time, Mrs. May resigned. Mr. Johnson needed a Brexit extension of his own after MPs failed to get the revised deal passed into law. This led to the new deadline of 31st of January 2020. Mr. Johnson then called an early general election, to which MPs agreed. The election, which happened on the 12th of December 2019, resulted in a Conservative majority of 80, with a sizable majority in Parliament. It proved straightforward to pass the Brexit legislation. Adapted from https://tiny.cc/1jmysz.